This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The president of Ukraine says it might be a good idea to hold new elections. Leonid Kuchma made that suggestion amid allegations that his chosen successor won through fraud. The country's Supreme Court is meeting for a second day deciding what to do. And the Ukrainians waiting for an answer include a voter education activist, Petro Kozhikov. He believes the election was stolen from the opposition candidate, Viktor Yushchenko. And Kozhikov was very much at home near the protests in Kiev's Independence Square.
I can see a lot of orange color. People are wearing orange, and they hold flags, you know, orange flags with the slogans of Yushchenko.
Why orange?
Because this is the color of the opposition, and that's actually their brand.
Mr. Kozhikov, can you give us an idea of what it has felt like to be a Ukrainian this last week?
Well, it's actually very emotional and very touching. And most of I personally, being even involved in the pre-election initiatives, I never thought it might happen in Ukraine. And I'm really, really touched, and I'm really happy to see so many people gathered around their leader, the opposition leader, Mr. Yushchenko. There is a hope that Yushchenko is still going to win in this election, or the Verkhovna Rada and the Supreme Court would rule in favor of Yushchenko. Actually, I have never, even being an activist in civic movements for the last 14 years, I have never seen so many Ukrainians gathered around one idea. And I really believe it's a critical point of modern Ukrainian nation.
What are some of the ways that Ukraine has changed in those 14 years that you've been an activist, I suppose, since roughly the time of the fall of the Soviet Union?
Well, I guess Ukrainians just get tired of the massive corruption in this country. Even though the economy in the last 4 years had been getting better, but still lack of rule of law, first of all, led to the situation where Ukrainians finally decided it's time to change.
You mentioned the economy has been strong. I know that you...
Yeah, economy is not as strong as we would like it to be, but it's from 2000 up until now, the economy was growing, and the welfare of Ukrainians had changed for better. From 2000 to 2002, I spent my time studying in the United States, and when I came back after 2 years being out of the country, I really saw the change in the economy of this country.
You do seem to be quite happy about the protests of the last few days. We'll wait for that horn to pass.
Hello.
Hi. You do seem to... Goodness.
I can't feel it.
What are those horns?
Those are the young people trying to, you know, make some noise.
Well, they're succeeding.
They're excited, and they want to show their support to the...
You seem quite... Mr. Kozhikov, you seem quite excited by the developments and the demonstrations of the last few days.
Well, people are actually pretty optimistic, and they are very determined. According to what I have heard from the media today, there is as many as a million people here in Kiev right now, protesting.
What's the weather like?
It's pretty nasty. I mean, it's been snowing heavily for a couple of days, so you can see lots of snow. It is -2 degrees, and it's pretty wet, so it feels a little colder than it is. But people take it pretty well. I mean, I can see only smiling faces around me. People are very optimistic and very determined.
Mr. Kozhikov, thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Petro Kozhikov is co-founder of Zanayo, a voter education movement in Ukraine.